Oh, good morning. We are off on a walk. Okay, I just talked to my husband after I made my episode yesterday, and I said, okay, so how long is our path walkway? And our walkway, I guess, is a half a mile long. I went, okay, all right. So I don't know. I think it's, I don't know, 2,600, something like that, feet. I'm not sure. Anyway, but that's nice to know, because that means that I am walking a mile every morning doing this podcast. Half a mile to, usually takes me about half a mile to get down to the lower level, and then I come back up. So that's pretty good. That's a mile first thing in the morning. That's super well, almost first thing in the morning. All right, I am hoping you are having a good day. Today I thought I would just talk to you a little bit about, because today I am starting stage one of the GAPS diet. Just to recap, so I started on Saturday, right? I prepped all day Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday I did a liquid GAPS fast. And that's basically, GAPS again is gut and physiology syndrome, or gut and psychology syndrome. And so the liquid fast is basically meat stock, just the liquid, no solids, fermented drinks like beet kvass, cabbage tonic, vegetable medley, and herbal teas. And I chose herbal teas. I like herbal teas anyway. So I do lots of different herbal teas, ginger tea, mint tea. I did sage, parsley, milk thistle tea, all the things that would, cleaver's tea, all the things that would, are detoxifying, detoxifying to the liver, detoxifying to the kidneys, and also detoxifying to the lymph system as well. Cleaver's is great for the lymph. All right, and of course, water with lemon. Lemon is also wonderfully cleansing and stimulating, and that's the first thing I do in the morning. I get up in the morning, and the first thing I do is 16 ounces with a juice from a half of a lemon. So that is the GAPS liquid fast. And so I did that for 2 days, and then on Monday, that was Saturday and Sunday, then on Monday I was like, I'm not quite ready to start eating solids, a lot of solids right now. I really feel good. So I decided on Monday and Tuesday that I would do the liquids all through the day. And then around 4 or 5 o'clock, I would go ahead and have a full bowl of meat stock, which would include the liquid plus the meat and vegetables. And so I did that. And I feel really good. I have now lost 5 pounds, which I feel fabulous. And I know that that is basically water weight, like I mentioned yesterday, that, you know, first when you're working on losing weight, for instance, or you're doing any kind of, people lose weight, tend to lose weight right away. And most of the time, I mean, you may lose some fat, but most of the time right away, that's water, right? That is water weight. And that is good, because when you are flushing that water out, that excess water out, you are also flushing toxins. So, you know, and then it will start to slow down. The weight loss begins to slow down, and which is fine. That's completely normal. And to about, you know, a good healthy, really a good healthy weight loss is anywhere from, you know, 1 to 3 pounds a week, right? And that is healthy in the fact that you're not going to be losing muscle, and you're not starving yourself. Now, you could lose more, you could lose a little less, doesn't make any difference. And some weeks, you may not lose any, and you plateau, and then, you know, then you pick it up, and you start to lose more. So it could fluctuate, but anywhere between 1 to 3 pounds is normal and average for a healthy weight loss, that I should say a healthy fat loss, because that's what we're working on. We're not working on losing muscle, we're working on losing fat. But initially, the water weight that goes, you know, reduce inflammation. Well, come on, come with a walk. You reduce inflammation, you're reducing toxins out of your body, and those are all good things. Anyway, so what I thought I would share with you today is what GAPS 1 looks like. And I got my little cheat sheet here, because I have so many different, I have a little cheat sheet that I make for all my clients and my groups that have all of the 6 stages of GAPS, as well as the full GAPS diet. So on stage one, you still do all the stock, and you can have any kind of meat stock you want. You really just want to make sure that the stock that you have are fatty meats. So not muscle meat, right? Like you would, you know, when you go and you have a steak, but all the meat that's around a bone, right? Like a shank, a leg, or, cause you want that collagen, right? It's that collagen that is so beneficial for healing and sealing the gut. So if you have, leaky gut, then that is what you, and most people do today with all the processed foods and toxins that we inhale and swallow and chemicals and antibiotics and all of this stuff that we are, you know, taking in on a daily basis. The problem that most people have, if not all people have who have issues, is leaky gut. And so the meat stock helps to heal and seal the gut. So you really want to just make sure that you're getting eating the fatty meat off the for your stock. Could be fish stock, chicken stock, duck stock, turkey stock, any kind of meat. Doesn't matter. But you just want to eat all the fatty parts. Oxtail is wonderful for making meat stock too. Now you can take those meat stocks. So you have your meat stock, and just like I had yesterday and on Monday, and just eat the, you know, you cook your meat, you put your vegetables in it, and you cook your stock. And you can eat that as a soup, right? Just like I did, with all of it together. It's a full meal. You could also blend it. So if you want to do more of a blended soup, this is also stage one. You take your stock and you take some vegetables. You can cook the vegetables in the stock. Some of these are different vegetables, whatever you want, cauliflower, carrot, what have you. And then you add butter and your good sources of fat, and you blend it to make a blended soup. So blended soups, meat stocks, also organ meats. This is when you introduce organ meats, liver. It doesn't matter, any organ meat, liver, spleen, kidney, right? Kidney is wonderful. And what else do I like to really eat? I usually make a liver dish once a week that we eat either liver pate, or I will saute some liver up. Now, usually, this is not stage one is sauteing, but this is what I typically do normally, is to saute liver or make liver pate throughout the week, and then we eat it throughout the week. But all kinds of the organs are just phenomenal, so super nutritious for you. And I won't go into all of that right now. I'm just going to give you an overview. Animal fat, super important, and we're talking tallow, and we're talking, which is beef fat, or chicken fat, schmaltz, or, oh goodness, duck fat, or, you know, any kind of pure animal fat, also wonderful, butter, right? And ghee, also probiotic foods. So we've been drinking the brine from the probiotic, right, the probiotic drinks, the fermented drinks. Now we're going to start adding in the food. So like sauerkraut. Fermented sauerkraut is typically what is normal. And then you can start fermenting other vegetables as well. And then, of course, you can still continue with your herbs, continue adding garlic to your soups and stocks, also you can start adding in cultured fermented dairy. And you would start with whey, and then do kefir, and go through, this is through the stages as you tolerate kefir, or actually you go with whey, and then you would go with yogurt or cultured cream, and then kefir, and you do all of your wonderful cultured dairy. So the biggest thing that I guess is a change from what I'm doing for my modified fast is now I'm having meat stock or blended soups throughout the day for my meals, as well as adding some organ meat throughout the every day, a little bit every day. And of course, additional animal fats. So that is stage one. That's just a quick overview. And again, eventually, as we progress on this podcast, I will go into more detail. And, you know, and then also when I start to offer my courses online, I will go into a lot of detail, but that's just the start. So that is what I'll be doing today, starting in on stage one. And I'll probably stay there. I don't stay or recommend staying on stage one more than 3 days. 1 to 3 days, especially after coming off of a liquid fast. You know, I'm continuing the enemas, but if you weren't doing enemas, you could get constipated. So you really kind of want to, you know, as long as you're tolerating the food and you're not having any issues, you move forward after at least 3 days, or maximum 3 days, not least, maximum 3 days. All right. So that is GAP stage one. Oh, so what did I want to share with you? Oh, interesting enough. Well, here's kind of, you talk about, I don't know, God working. God works. I mean, he just does. So yesterday I had a phenomenal day of doing all the things that I wanted to do on my retreat. I did my yoga. My cat is meowing at me. Yes, it's okay. Come on. Yeah, it's all good. Come on. And doing my yoga and my meditation. And then I went ahead and went to the gym because I wanted to go to the gym yesterday. And I did some cardio work and I did some weights. And I came home and I did some jazz dancing. Oh my gosh, it felt so good. And I realized, oh, how much I miss dancing. You know, oh, I mean, it's just my, you know, for me, dancing is, it's my spirit. You know, when I dance, and whether I'm on stage or just dancing, it is the closest, it doesn't matter. I could be just in my backyard. But when I'm dancing is when I feel closest to God. It is the place where I am most at home. And it's funny, you know, that place that I am most at home is the first place I neglect. Isn't that awful? I think that's pretty common, unfortunately, but yeah, it is. And getting back into it, you know, oh, I'm not very fit about it right now. I'm like, oh my God, my muscles today hurt. And that's good. I love it when my muscles hurt the next day because I know I worked them and I like that. But yeah, it was amazing. And I thought to myself, all right, what is the next thing I want to burn my boats on? What is the next thing I'm ready? What's the next island I want to take? What's the next? And I thought, I want to get back to my dancing. I mean, I want to get back to my professional level of training and fitness level, because I miss it. I miss it. I haven't been dancing for really 3 years, and because of the move and then my house being overrun, you know, just all the stuff, you know, life gets in the way. And I decided, yeah, I want to get back to my performance level dancing again, back into my skills. And it's like, oh, but I'm 55 years old. How can I do it? Yep, I'm 55 years old and I'm going to do it. There's no reason not to. There's no reason not to. Age is just a number. I had to come back and realize that again, but it's true. Age is just a number. You know, I think about that sometimes. I think, you know, if I wake up, sometimes I play this game with myself, and I've used it with clients as well. So if you woke up and you had amnesia, right? And you remembered all the good things. So all your loved ones and all of that. You didn't forget any of that. So don't worry. All the good stuff in your life, you remembered. But for some reason, you just had amnesia for the things that weren't so good, right? And for all the limitations that you felt you had in your life, or maybe you actually did have in your life, or if you didn't know how old you were, all the records were lost. We're just fantasizing here. We're just playing. But let's say you woke up and you couldn't remember how old you were. You couldn't remember what you did for work, if you worked, right? You couldn't remember what you did. You couldn't remember any of the expectations that you had for yourself, others had of you. All of that was gone. You remembered your loved ones, though they're not gone. They're there. But all the expectations, all the shouldas, all the regrets, all of the stuff, the limited thinking, the anything that held you back, all of that you didn't remember. Who would you be? Who could you be? How old would you be? How would you perform your responsibilities as a parent, as a grandparent, as a spouse, a husband, or a wife? If you had no expectations that were influencing you, what would you do? How would you live? How would you decide to live? Because now it's just open. It's for you to decide. And when I think about that, and I think about that for me, I don't feel 55. I mean, I really never, ever felt my age. And I thought, and when my mother passed, and I think I mentioned this, you realize at that time when your parent passes, at least I did, I should say, but I've also heard this from others as well, that when a parent dies, you realize your own mortality. You know, you're like, oh, it just kind of hits you in the face. And then for me, I started going, oh my gosh, I'm the next generation to go. I'm getting old. Well, there was those words. Now, my whole life, I have been dancing and performing, and whenever I heard someone say, oh, you know, my feet hurt because I'm getting too old, or something, they would say something about their age and how it was limiting them, I literally just ignored it. I was like Teflon. It was the only time I did nonstick, was I would not let those thoughts enter into my brain, into my cells, into my being whatsoever. I would like look away. I was like, oh, I dodged that. I would like, that's not for me. And that worked for a long time. And then when my mother passed, it was like, oh my God, I felt old immediately. I felt, oh my gosh. You know, the average lifespan in the United States is 79. And I'm thinking, well, not for me, it's not. But I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, and I'm 55. What? You know, I mean, you realize the great thing about realizing your own mortality is that don't waste another moment. Don't waste another moment in regret. Do make the most of every single moment. So now when I wake up, like, Lord, use me every day, not just with my clients, not just with my classes, not just with my groups, but when I walk into that grocery store or I go into that coffee shop or wherever I'm going, let me be a blessing and let me appreciate every moment that I'm in. Because now more than ever, I realize I will never get them back. So I do take my days more seriously in the sense of being more alive and aware and living and more available and taking the opportunities that come to me to appreciate the beautiful sky when it's not chemtrailed, the beautiful white fluffy clouds that we're supposed to have in the sky, appreciating the flowers that grow along the side of my road and seeing them and being aware of them, appreciate my kitty who meows at me because I'm moving too fast for her. She's a short little squatty little kitty. So all of these things now I don't take for granted. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to take another moment, live another moment in my life, in this second part of my life, this new spring, the second half of my life, making decisions that I know will lead me to regret later. So from this point forward, I had decided no more just letting time fly. Take advantage of every opportunity on this earth. And so for that was a great thing that I learned. But I still felt like, oh, but I was starting to get a limited thinking about my age. And I never had that before. But again, I think, you know, when you realize you're the next generation to go, you start to go, oh, okay, we need to get together. And again, having that pressure is good because you don't waste your time anymore. But I realized, hold on, where did that belief come from? Like I mentioned yesterday, where'd that belief come from? That didn't originate from me. You know, that, oh, I'm at a certain age, everything falls apart, I'm getting too old to do anything. That didn't originate from me. That didn't come from me. That's not an original thought. All right? I'm hearing it from other people. It's not my thought. That's a thought that was put on me. And I'm rejecting it. So there is no reason that age has to be limiting. Unless we believe it is. It's our perception. It's not reality. It's our perception of reality. If my reality, the reality is I'm 55 years old. What's, I can have the perception of, oh, I'm getting old, I'm going to wear down, I'm going to start getting sick, and blah, 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 blah. All that is normal in, or I should say common, in our society today. So I can have that perception. Or I can have the perception of, I'm 55. Life is exciting. I am going to, and I love challenges. I love to be challenged. I'm like, I am going to defy what's normal and what's common in the world today. I am going to be fitter and stronger and healthier than I was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever. And I'm going to be the best I can be. I'm not going to be 20 again. I'm not going to be 20, but why not? Why couldn't I be healthier if I choose to be? Why couldn't I reverse my biological clock? Why couldn't I make it go backwards? My chronological, I can, but my biological, I can. So why not? So that is the perception I'm adopting. I am burning the boats on the negative thinking, and I'm 55. It's all downhill. It's over. Give up on your dreams. So I decided I'm going to start dancing again and get back into my dancing on a professional level again. So that's where I am. And I'm really excited about it. And today when I was doing my yoga and I was doing my devotions during my yoga time, I thought, all right, it's time to get out of the boat, right? To get out of the boat. And that is what I have decided to do. And I read, this was in my devotional, and I'll share it with you. What miracle would I move into if I only had the courage? What adventure would I advance if I gathered my strength? What dream and destiny would I dance into if I dared to step out into the waves and into the wind? And what beauty would the world behold? And this was the passage, Matthew 14, 22, 33. Ye of little faith, why did you doubt? When Peter was stepping out of the boat and lost his faith and started to drown. And Jesus grabbed him and said, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? So, I found it interesting that when I decided I'm going to start dancing again on in a skilled level of where I was previously, that what dream and destiny would I dance into if I dared to step out into the waves and into the wind? And if I burn the boats? So I'm burning the boats on that it's too late for me. That it's too late to be the absolute best that I can be. So maybe that's something for you to think about. Let me read it again. What miracle would, I'm going to read it for you. What miracle would you move into if you only had the courage? What adventure would you advance if you gathered your strength? What dream and destiny would you dance into if you dared to step out onto the waves and into the wind? And what beauty would the world behold? So, something to think about. Are you ready to step out? Maybe there's something you've been holding back from, thinking it's too late, you're not worthy of it, or any other limited thought that has kept you from moving forward on something that's just itching inside of you, something that you just can't let go of. It's like holding on to your leg, like a puppy nipping at your heel. Is there something? Maybe just step out. Step out of the boat. Burn the boat. And what's the one thing that you could do today? Simple, easy. To get started and moving in your new direction, in creating that beautiful, beautiful thing. What would you need to believe to move out into it? What would you have to give up believing? Things to think about. All right. Have a gorgeous day. And I look forward to talking to you again.